Oh, hey, Alex, it's Sarah Sanderson calling. Just had my.
Yep.
Yep. That's okay. I had the guy bring a car in this morning, the red Subi. And I just wondered about a couple of things. Can I talk to you about it? I noticed that it's just a cosmetic thing, but I know that it's going to drive me crazy. The handbrake button. The like cover on it's really worn off. And can you guys replace those, or would I go to Subaru for that? Or And I don't know, the radiator, do you think it, I know that you said it, you guys said it'd be maybe go for 20,000, another 20,000 Ks or something. But I don't really want to be driving around worrying that the radiator's gonna blow up. And oh, what else was I going to ask? I don't think there was anything else major. I'm a bit unsure. Oh, the diesel aspect. The owner reckons he had did have trouble at the when he got the car a few times with the, I don't know, filter, diesel filter or something like that needing to be replaced, but it's been fine since. I just don't know. I don't know the advantage of getting a diesel or the disadvantage, really, apart from concern from you guys about buying a diesel. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you doing that work for me this morning. And oh, I don't know what to do, but I'll have a think and I'll have a look. 109,000. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, until it dies. It's really just like I've the other thing I guess is we live in Footscray in inner city. And so a lot of what I'm doing is just sort of, short distance traveling around. But that said, at least three or four times a year we'll do big trips. So, I need something that's gonna be I don't want like a little city car. I want something with a decent boot, which is why I like the Outback. I just hired one for a few weeks while we're away, and it was really good. I love it. I really liked it. No, it was petrol. But I don't care too much about like pick up or talk or I'm just a mum with three kids who are just wanna
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for me, I think. My brother does live in Woodend, and we are out there. We do cruise out there pretty often, but yeah, a lot of running around town, so it's tricky. Yeah, and that sounds really daunting, like a $3,000.
Okay. So if I kept it until like 300,000, it had 300,000 Ks on it, I might have the.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just look at some petrol ones. Even with the petrol. Unless you can get one newer than 2020. Is it better? Yeah, of course. And if you get this problem with the diesel filter, is it like a you're going to break down scenario, or is it? So I would have a bit of warning. Okay, that's encouraging. Okay, awesome. All right. Thank you. Oh, I really appreciate it. I'm so grateful. I might just have a look. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I like the car. It's fine. I'm not it's just, I guess, considering the types of trips we're doing. I do I do tend to do country drives pretty regularly, so maybe it's okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not actually driving it to work. I don't probably drive it that much. I've got like three kids' activities that I'd go to within a 10 kilometer range, so it's like 3 times a week. And then Coles is around the corner, so I don't drive to the supermarket even. So I'm not driving it a lot. I just want something that I can do, go away in and have boot space, and that's some of the main things for me. So maybe it'll be good. Yes, that's cool. It just makes me angry. The only thing that makes me really anxious is you sort of saying there are things that we can't fix here. You need to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Okay. Yep. Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay, thank you. All right. All right. Thanks so much. I'll let you go. Really appreciate it. Okay, see ya. Bye. Bye.